What up, nerds? The party is down one room in this dungeon and 55 more to go, so you know they're chugging along pretty good. Maybe in this next session they'll get done two rooms. Let's roll.
This room is constructed of a large stone blocks, but tressed in the corners.
Which tressed? I said it's tressed.
Why are they so tressed?
Tressed out.
The walls are wet and slimy, and mud covers most of the floor in a thin coating.
They made a second one, Big Bean.
Something's in here.
To the east and west may be seen stone doors recessed in the wall, and to the north a set of stairs leads down. In the center of the chamber sits a large, polished boulder amid a pile of smaller, rounded rocks. The boulder is 5 feet tall and colored brown with dark streaks and spots. Leaning against it is what appears to be a bamboo staff.
It's a turtle.
In the mud, around the base of the boulder, is a moving shape, looking like a crayfish. It is facing you and seems to be aware of your presence.
So the big boulder is something alive, I bet.
I'm pretty sure the crayfish is, too.
Well, obviously. It's probably one of those, like, double monsters.
So it's a crayfish and a boulder.
But the boulder, we say, looks like a boulder. It could just be something...
It could be a boulder.
Could be a boulder.
Could be like a stone.
Could be a living boulder.
Could be like a stone golem.
Yeah, it could be.
They don't usually. They look like people.
I don't fucking know what they look like all the time.
Golems usually have humanoid.
Humanoid, right? But is it just curled up?
Is the boulder wearing a turtle shell helmet?
It is not.
Okay.
Good call.
As you kind of like enter the room, you see the little well, it's not. It's a giant crayfish.
Okay.
But it's like.
Oh, it talks.
It sounds like a Gripply.
Do you understand it?
But Tomlin does understand the language. It's a little tough.
Yeah, because you're not fully there.
Well, you're not fully there, and a lot of this is like ancient, so some of the language might have changed. Mm-hmm. Sure. But you kind of get the gist that this thing's like, "Who the fuck are you? This guy's out of the chamber of the guard. You better go. I'm discharged my secret duty."
Can Tomlin speak to him in Gripply?
Yeah,
he's like, "We're just."
We got trapped here.
We just got trapped, and we're trying to get our way out.
Ah, get out then, you fuckers!
How do we get out?
Can you let us know which way we should go?
There appears to be two thin doors.
It gives very distinct direction. We go left on the train tracks.
East.
Go all the way to the giant tree.
You're going to want to take 95
I don't
know,
there's
south.
No sun in here. How do I know if it's north or east?
If you've seen the bamboo walls, you've gone too far.
We have moss right here for directions.
Basically, there's like a, thing to the north and...
He's actually giving us directions to
No, but I mean, he's like, get the fuck out of here, fucking
boomers. Okay, all right.
Wow.
All right, so we go through...
We don't go through anything. Hold on, what are we going through? We need to check things.
That's fair. Yeah, he could be just fucking with us.
True.
Which way would you like to go? Would you like to go down the stairs... Would you like to go to the door on the east or the west?
Did he give us a specific way out?
He said just get the fuck out.
Just get the fuck out. So
he's like guarding the boulder.
Oh. Oh, man, now I want to know what the boulder
is. Yeah, I want to know. Now I'm interested in the boulder. Hey, buddy.
Does he look like a formidable warrior or someone we can crush into dust?
I mean, it's,
I know he's giant, but he's probably lacking any kind of hard skeletal system.
Inside. He's got an exoskeleton, though, so they're usually problematic.
I mean, it's a large beast. He's a large beast, okay. So he's big.
So it's a fight.
So, But he is a crayfish, so it's not like,
Yeah.
But, he did mention a guardian.
True.
And you don't see anything else in the room, mm-hmm. except for him and the boulder.
The boulder's a something.
What's the boulder, dude?
That's the guardian! Leave alone! Go out of here!
Oh, so he's like...
I'll fuck with you!
Oh, well, maybe it is a stone golem.
Yeah, it could be right.
So he's a sidekick to the guardian.
Is he like a golem? Or a...
No, that's... Coca-Cola! The green Coca-Cola! Get the fuck out! I'll kill you!
Is he so fucking angry?
Is that a... Goodness, is that a drink?
Wait, so... Ask him how we would wake up the guardian.
How would we wake the guardian?
No one wakes the guardian!
Why are you guarding the guardian?
That is my sacred duty!
Okay, hold on. I want you to think about this, though, for a second, right? You're guarding a guardian.
Oh, no.
Just think about it.
My existence.
Think about it. You think about it?
The guardian is the last resort.
So you're a guardian of the guardian. And what's he the guardian of?
That guardian's the last resort.
Doesn't matter!
You don't know, do you?
He's sacred! Leave him alone! Get out of here!
Okay, alright.
I'll kill you!
He's very angry.
You don't know.
Alright, so do we want to take the stairs?
You want to go down the stairs first?
I don't know, what do you guys want to do? What was it, the stairs, or there's a door?
There's the stairs, and there's two doors.
We can always come back and kill this guy later.
That's true.
Oh my god.
You are obsessed with murdering this crayfish.
Well, I'd probably be pretty tasty. Did you ever have crayfish? It's delicious.
I don't know.
Oh my god, you've been in this dungeon for 20 minutes.
He's hungry already.
It's delicious.
You're thinking with your belly.
I don't like lobster. It's not that I dislike it, I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's too much, but if it's free, I'll take it.
Used to be a poor person's food.
Yeah.
It was. In fact, the prisoners used to revolt.
Yeah.
Because they...
It was like eating sea cockroaches.
Yeah. It is.
It is a sea
As cockroach. You're standing here talking to each other, trying to figure out, you realize that green gas that's been permeating is starting to get to you.
Oh, boy.
And it killed you. You're dead.
Oh, man.
We didn't move fast enough.
This is a journal. It's a hard dungeon. Down the stairs.
No, and you all...
Roll new characters.
Oh my god. Well, oh. That's a harsh roll for the first one.
Good lord.
Jesus.
You all take 6 poison damage.
Holy moly.
I don't want.
Yeah, I refuse. Okay. So.
Did not like that.
No. That was a hard. That was a harsh first lesson.
Yeah.
For
keep
that
moving.
One.
Keep fucking moving.
Alright, so do we want
to. Does it not affect Mr. Crawfish?
No, he's fine. Nah. He looks a little green.
Like woozy.
Yeah, but he's, you know, otherwise.
Probably used to it.
Yeah.
Do we want to do doors and then stairs?
Guardians are
tough
dudes.
Yeah, let's do the stairs. Can you check the stairs?
Make I sure. can check the stairs.
There's not like a swinging axe or something?
8.
Alright.
Oh, I don't want to get home alone in this place.
Yeah, the right. landing at the foot of a short... flight of steps is filled with mud and silt and partially blocks the door leading north. The door is meant to open inward, for there are hinges on this side and a large grip to pull.
But the mud is keeping it from moving?
Yeah, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty like 2 feet in. Up.
So this is, we went down the stairs and this is what we say?
Yeah. Stairs, door, but it's all silty and...
And we can't get through that way.
Goddamn silt.
No, you could try to move the silt, but it kind of like...
Comes back, yeah. Alright, I guess back up the stairs, huh?
Okay, get the fuck out of here!
You can't get through there! You're
trying to find a way out, you piece of
God
shit!
God damn it, I'm trying to fucking tell you!
This fucking guy.
I hate this guy.
Alright, so all right. We got, like, what?
I guess two
other doors or
two
one other doors?
Yes.
Alright, check.
You go to the east or the west?
Check the east.
Check in the east. 16.
Alright. So you enter a corridor. The walls of this corridor are wet and slimy. The stucco covering has become saturated with water and is decomposing and sloughing off in spots on the southern wall, exposing the seams of one of the large stone blocks from which this structure was built.
Okay.
Right.
They need like extreme home makeover in here.
So you can see like
that old douchebag that
right there's a corridor.
Sloughing
off, yeah.
Sloth me.
And you can see it kind of goes and turns.
Okay.
The corridor.
Check for traps, please.
Checking for traps. Checking the traps.
Well, okay. Are you... Go ahead.
That goes or something.
Go ahead.
25.
Wow. Good check.
You're checking for traps. You... Because you are so careful,
yeah.
You realize that the stuff sloughing off is sort of very acidic. That you actually want to touch it.
Okay.
Like it dropped, like you can see like part of it touches like the edge of your...
Like your burns off and some it gets, cloth.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
No,
thank you.
You
I said a thank you.
But you scrape some of it away, since you rolled so great. And you can see that in the wall is a big block with, like, seams around it.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially movable, although it's a big fucking piece of stone.
I'm a big fucking turtle.
Yeah.
You are.
I guess.
Can I move it? Like, if I just try to move it?
It's big enough that all of you could try to move it.
All right.
All right. I guess we'll try to push it in.
Yeah. Make strength. Roll for strength.
All right. I mean, I don't have any.
Yikes.
You're gonna need a lot.
23.
Wow.
3.
16 for Tomlin. And... 19 for...
Hey, wow. You guys actually, all together... It needed a strength of 48, which is
not
a small amount.
That's not enough.
And it takes a minute, but you open it. You open push the big block in.
Anything happen?
You all die.
Ah, man, this dungeon is fucking brutal.
We've died 6 times.
where we get here?
Luckily not by that goddamn crayfish.
What the fuck?
Alright, you guys can get past the little entrance there.
Okay.
Beyond the plug is a small foyer holding 3 sealed urns on the east and the west sides. To the south are double doors of bronze with glyphs worked into their faces. So basically you enter a little entrance room with some urns, and then the double doors with glyphs.
I'm assuming these urns will activate some sort of undead attack.
Well, because Tomlin...
Where are you getting this from?
Because Tomlin is, partially a monster still.
Jesus Christ.
you can read the
Gripply. Mostly a monster.
It's ancient Gripply.
Oh.
And it says, you can read it says, here lies Tlokes Popolokos, master of the others, who is like the wind and the night. So put together urns, bronze door... In a temple.
Yeah.
You know.
This is temple.
Hmm?
So it's his temple.
Well, he's at least part of the temple.
He's part of it.
So do we have to put the urns in the specific urn? Because there are...
It's like in Legends of the Hidden Temple.
And yeah, like put the urns in a specific together. Place.
Yeah. The golden monkey.
I like golden monkey.
Are there symbols on the urns?
There's no symbols on the urns. The urns are sealed with beeswax.
Hmm.
It's none of ours.
And can he read the glyphs? Are they also...
The glyphs are what... Oh,
yeah,
what you read.
Yeah. So there's the double doors, and there's the urns in this room.
What are the urns? Are they on the floor? Are they like floor
urns? Three on the left, 3 on the right. You can try to open one. Just beeswax.
Yeah.
As far as you can see.
I don't... Hold on.
Yeah, opening urns is usually not the best
thing.
I don't like that either, but I don't know what else we're going to do.
Not.
Can we open the urns in your house, Big Bean?
No, just the one. Just the one.
Oh, he sneezed in it.
I pooped in it.
There's poop already in here.
Oh, God, there's a lot.
I've never seen such a dense collection of excrement.
It's like a Play-Doh jar.
It's like those sand things you get at the beach to make the pictures.
Different layers.
This is like a core sample.
This is when he was eating lots of greens.
That never happened.
No. It's all just brown and red.
Red?
I assume.
That's not good. I should get that checked out.
It's getting redder.
It starts off nice brown, and then it's red, and then it gets darker black.
I think you have ass cancer.
Might want to take this to the doctor.
Stop pooping in urns.
Never!
I told you. Don't tell me what to do, Doc.
Doc, what can I do, though?
Stop pooping in urns.
I don't know, if I can't do that, I don't even want to live.
Anyway, what were we doing?
So there's 6 urns, right? Mm-hmm. 3 on each side, and there are doors, and there is someone about night and... What was it? Night and...
It was the tomb.
Night and day.
Here lies Tlokes Popolokos.
Yeah.
Master of the others, who is like the wind and the night.
The wind and the night.
I'm like the wind and the night sometimes.
You sure are.
I break wind at night a lot. So is where you're going? Yeah.
So is he Greek? Popolokos?
He does sound Greek.
You want to?
Yeah, you want to buy an urn? Yeah, he's all hairy and shit.
The government pays me.
Do you like some hummus?
So many gold rings.
Horrible sense of style.
Yeah,
it looks expensive, but it's tacky as shit.
The lots of jewelry has fallen out of fashion.
I mean, yeah, you see somebody like that, and you're like, scumbag.
Yeah.
It's not like, wow, I aspire to be like that.
They or, prefer to be called European.
I mean, that's fair. I don't have my gold chain. What am I worth?
What do you guys want to do?
I guess we got to open urns, as I don't see another mechanism.
Do any of the urns look distinct? Like, are they all exactly the
same? They look all exactly the same.
And there's no markings on them.
No.
Maybe we eeny, meeny, miny, moe it.
By the way, this is like, because it's, again, Big Bean will understand, since this is like the yawning portal, right, and it's like, here's the thing, sometimes they have like traps and things that are just like brutal. Like, yeah. I'm like, no.
Like, yeah, we can't do
not
that.
In this room, but like,
please don't do
but
that.
But they're like, this, because they had like, I was looking in the one room farther ahead, they had a trap where it's like, you could go to sleep for 5,000 years. I was like, what? What's that? Like, how do you even work that in one campaign?
That completely ruins the game.
Oh, he's out.
Well, he's gone forever at this point.
Is there nothing you can do either?
No, you're just like wow. You're fucked.
That's rough. That's not a good one.
So, anyway.
You're raped by a Gru.
All right, I guess... Actually, hold on. Before we do that, is there anything? Are there any markings on the walls above them, or anything on the floors in front of them?
No, just the glyphs on the thing.
That talk about wind and night and the others. I don't know what the others are.
Well, master of the others.
So
they're not us.
Are they? Are they like adhered to the ground, or can we move the urns themselves without opening them?
You try to move it. You can move them. They shift around. They're pretty heavy. They're 25 pounds.
I mean, I can lift 25 pounds. I'm fucking.
Yeah, you are.
What are you doing with them? You just start lifting them. I'm like, what are you doing?
Stacking them. Feel the burn. Because I was going to say, what if we just move them around into a different
order? They're not like urns, right? Like, well, they're urns, but they're like they're covered. The top is beeswax. It's like a fancy.
Yeah. So I didn't know if like moving them in different orders would do something rather than opening them.
Well, the thing is, there's nothing that would. There's no like markings on the walls to like align them up with or anything along those lines. They all seem extremely boring.
Is there anything on
boring.
The bottom of them if I pick one up? No, fuck. I guess we gotta open
really fancy urns. They're just
they're just urns.
All right, I'm gonna just open up one of the urns.
You go take a little knife and cut the beeswax, and you find that it's filled with oil.
Oh, this one's got oil. It's like motor oil.
Like lamp oil.
Yeah, lamp oil. Yeah. Is this a Hanukkah puzzle?
We're going to be in here for a long time.
Yeah, oi.
Alright, I'm going to open the one next to it.
Also oil.
Alright, I guess I'm going to open all of them.
They're all oil.
They're all oil.
Yeah. Lots of oil in them.
Are there any torches or lamps in this room?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Are they lit already or no?
Generally the thing is like dimly lit dungeon.
Six urns of oil.
I mean, okay, so we don't know what to do with these, but there's still that door.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably check.
Yeah, we should probably check out the door.
Check for traps.
We're gonna check the door for trappies.
It was a circus door.
26.
Wow.
Hey.
And that 20, that bitch.
Yeah.
You do find that it is trapped.
Yes, fucking knew it.
What did you use to roll? Was that a perception?
Yes.
Okay. So you definitely find it trapped. You have these tools, so you could try to pick them. You pick it.
Well, is there a way for me to safely trigger the trap?
You wouldn't be able to tell that from...
Can we pour the oil on the door and then burn it?
Oh my god.
Take that trap.
Oh no, wait, that's our other campaign where we burned everything.
Setting things on fire randomly.
Burn him down.
Alright, I guess with these tools I'll try to disarm it. 19.
Yeah, you're rolling rocks today, my man.
Snip a thing and nothing seems to happen.
Okay.
You can hear a faint click.
Yeah.
All right, can we open the door?
You can.
Because urns were red herrings.
They were.
Just the fucking offerings, man. Jesus.
You fucked them up, too. You opened all the beeswax.
Oh, shit. That
wasn't worth anything.
Just put some saran wrap over it.
Got my Glad wrap on me.
You guys can take the oil if you want to take it's worth 20 flasks of oil.
Okay.
If you want extra oil. Yeah, I don't know if you have 20 flasks to pour it into.
I don't have any flasks.
Oh, maybe if you asked fucking the mayor, he would probably have some flasks.
True.
He didn't ask.
We didn't. I mean, I didn't think
he told us. He told us they had food and water, and that was it.
Yeah, well, and rapists. Pittons and stuff, normal stuff.
And rapists.
We got a lot of, you want to take a rapist with you?
Yeah, we got an abundance.
I like to sleep dangerously. Let's do it.
Myself.
Behind the doors
competition
is a chamber cut out of rock, of the rock, with a veil of calcite and stalactites covering the walls, but tresses rise from the corner. I know they put that butt in there and it
throws you off.
Tresses rise from the corner, brown shot through with black, and a triangular stone pillars support the high ceiling. Occupying the center of the chamber is a colossal monument resembling a giant's table, covered on all sides with intricate carvings and glyphs. Engraved on the floor in front of the entrance is a seal that displays more glyphs. Opposite the entrance, a battle axe is embedded in the wall, 6 feet above the floor.
Hmm. So it's a giant table? Like, for giants?
Or it's just a large...
Resembling a giant
table. But I mean, is it like, in comparison to our size, like a normal table, or does it look huge?
Like, is it a large table that we could sit at?
Or is it a table that looks like a giant?
It's not like a table, right? It just seems like a big flat...
Stone or something?
Stone, yeah. You do see some glyphs, if you'd like to read them.
Yeah, I mean, everything here has been written in Gripply. You might as well.
Sure.
The glyphs in the floor, CR written in the ancient Gripply, it says, "Ah, defilers, now you shall join me in my eternal resting."
Oh, I hate it when they say
shit. Oh, yeah, eternal resting doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that's usually means.
You don't see anything necessarily in the room other than, you know, the big battle axe on the wall and this thing.
I guess, can I check out the battle axe? See what's going on? Maybe there's something written on the handle
or where it's embedded. Maybe there's something on the wall.
19, perception.
You see the battle axe has a blade of bronze, and the haft is wound with snakeskin wrappings.
How luxurious.
Has an ominous shadow in the shape of what appears to be a withered arm. Since you're close enough to kind of like look at it, you kind of feel it's magical. You approach it, and you could feel a cold chill run up and down your spine.
Not like that.
No.
But it is super cool looking. This is
Crook, you want
this
the
is basically what you see.
Okay.
Hand.
Oh, the shadow looks
How
like
would
a
it
hand.
Cast that shadow?
I see. That's some art right there, my man.
Is he the son of a bitch?
There's never been a group that's hated Brian Simon.
He just sits at home listening to our podcast.
He actually likes the podcast. He's like, please stop mentioning me.
Makes me very sad.
Not until you die.
Croc, you want to try to pull this axe out of the wall?
The shadow of the hand makes me a little worried.
A little worried.
It does seem...
Yeah, it seems a bit ominous, I guess. I feel like I'll try to pull the axe out and my arm will come off or something.
That's why you have two arms.
That's true, I do have two arms.
You gotta back up.
Okay, so it does feel magical. Can somebody do, like, detect magic on it? Does anybody have that?
I do not.
I don't think I have detect magic now. Neither of one of my guys have detect magic.
Can I do an arcana check on it?
I can do an arcana check. I have really high arcana. Okay. Can we do an arcana check?
Sure. I will tell you some things about it if you...
Yeah.
Tell us.
I
got roll first, so...
Wanted to get this battle axe.
I have a +8 to arcana.
Nice. Nice.
17.
You You definitely know that it's magical.
Magical. We definitely know.
You can tell it's a plus two.
The axe itself.
And you can tell it has been imbued with some additional magics.
Oh, it's imbued. I can do identify, too. Mm-hmm. As a ritual.
Yeah. Although, don't just as a FYI, identify takes, as a ritual,
takes time.
And you realize the guess.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
I don't want to.
But, you know.
Sounds stupid.
When he looked at it, is there anything particularly evil about it?
It feels cursed.
Other than the shadow with the withered hand?
That's why I'm saying. It doesn't seem like good magic.
That's the most... No, it doesn't seem... I mean, you can't tell something's cursed by, like...
Just looking at it.
Yeah. Just vibes.
You gotta get to know it first.
Yeah. Usually that's how you know something's cursed. Sure.
You just use it and you're like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, no, cursed things are usually like crazy chicks. You know straight up. You know?
Well, not always.
It seems like a pretty good weapon.
I mean, I don't think it's better than my Warhammer.
I mean, I don't need it. I wouldn't even use an axe, so it's not on my... It's not worth it.
Nash couldn't wield it, and Tomlin's not that strong, so he usually just uses his mace. Actually, and I like to go with clerics that can't have bladed weapons.
Yeah, I have a legendary plus
shut up.
One
Warhammer.
Oh, nice!
You know I have,
and it's magical. So
you could have plus two axe.
Yeah, but what is it going to do to me?
I don't know.
That worries me. It's not a better weapon than what I have. I don't feel like it's worth me.
You know, we'll take it and we'll put it in the bag of holding.
Okay.
Right, so you go to grab it and it
not moving.
Doesn't even budge.
Oh.
Whoever threw this in there is a strong boy.
Well, we tried. Okay, moving on. All right, so what else is in the room? A large table.
And there's glyphs, and then there's a glyphs on a crest, you said, or something?
There's glyphs in the floor, and then there's the big table. Thing in the middle. So if you go up to it, you can see it's not a table. It's a monument, right?
Monument.
It's a great stone slab, 20 feet long by 10 feet wide. Rests upon a 4-foot thick monolith of rock of similar dimensions. And this, in turn, is supported by 6 huge blocks of dolomite.
Dolomite!
Every component has been covered in intricate carvings and glyphs. The top of the slab depicts a struggle between a dark-skinned man and a mighty knotted serpent.
A mighty knotted?
Like a constrictor?
Like a serpent wound around itself.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like fighting it. It's super cool.
It sounds super cool.
I like that.
Didn't the original room with the dolls have a constrictor snake?
It did. He's holding one.
The glyphs on the slab basically say the guy's name again. And it
Papua New Guinea.
Gives a date, 5439.
5439.
Which is,
1954.
Probably the date that he died.
So, is it like year, month, and day? Or is it...
March 9th, 1959.
Isn't it 5439? Did I get that wrong? Is it 5439?
What? 54-3-9.
Well, now we don't know. It could be.
Could be his measurements.
It could be day month.
Could be his measurements.
It could be his measurements.
Bust size.
That would be weird to have a 3 as a measurement. But I think that's
his tiny.
What's the 3 for? Nothing.
Tiny peepee.
Its circumference, length.
Oh God!
There are glyphs along the pillar supporting it that are just like numbered 1 through 9.
Oh! Glyphs along the thing supporting it. 1 through 9. We've got 5, 4.
Ah, 3, 9.
So that's some.
Bruce's
kind of,
face.
Some kind of order.
Right, but can you. You can't move the pillars.
Can I examine the pillars?
They're made of dolomite.
What is dolomite?
It's an old hard rock.
Black exploitation.
It is an old black. It actually is both, but it's usually a hard rock. They have the dolomite amounts.
And that's supporting the thing that's supporting the big ass table, the big ass monument.
Apparently, yeah.
So touch one. See if it like glows up by touch.
Just touch it.
Just stick your finger on it.
Touch it with your tongue, like in the.
I touch one. I touch 9.
Why would you touch that one?
That's not the one number that was not on it. That
was last in the order.
Maybe it was backwards.
What? I wouldn't start with that.
All right, touch five.
You could tell something. Something happened.
Something happened. I touch four.
Something else happened?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And then the three.
Yep.
And
okay.
Then the nine.
Death. Instant death.
Yeah. Spikes come up.
Come on.
Why?
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of the ceiling. Stop touching my chin.
It activates a trapdoor directly under that guy. He's like, what the fuck?
A grating sound issues forth, and the top of the slab slides back a bit.
Ooh.
So it's like,
nice.
You know.
Put your head in there.
You put your head in there.
No.
Oh.
Well, you can kind of tell it got unlocked.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not open.
So we'd have to push it more?
Yep.
It's all right, I guess I push.
All right, all of you push.
Okay. Oh, nice. 16.
20. All
right, that's enough.
Yeah, I got 16 and okay.
So you push it open, and you can examine the contents of the tomb.
What's in there?
Hold on.
It's Cliff's mom. Oh,
ew.
She is cold.
No, I'm sorry.
She's a non-loving woman.
This guy weird.
Beneath the block, beneath the slab, is a hollow. Reading's tough sometimes.
It is.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
For sure.
You used to make fun of me.
I can't wait till AI just takes it over for us. We don't have to do it anymore.
We're going to do that for DM from now on.
Well, just AI. We could.
I use AI tools for DMing all the time. They're the best.
Really, it's pretty good about making custom enemies. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, I want it to be kind of like this.
Yeah.
And it gives it, and you're like, eh.
Well, just like compiling stats and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy enough. That's a good use for it because it's like,
yeah.
You're taking the busy.
Give me a dragon that's like CR6, and that's what I did for that shadow dragon.
Yeah.
Like that was a made up creature, but I was like, all right, make it about that tough.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently it's way too tough.
I remember.
Still beat it.
The block perfectly balanced.
Perfectly balanced is all that should be.
The block beneath the slab is hollow, and inside is a crumbling skeleton decked out in decayed finery.
Oh,
it appears to have been a man of taller than average stature. Obviously of great importance.
I'm taking the finery just so you know, guys.
Gems and other small adornments of obvious value lie on and around the body. Covering the skull is a mask of jade and cowrie shell eyes and obsidian pupils. About the corpse's neck is a jade pendant carved with the face of a human-like bat.
Oh!
It's Batman.
No, Man-Bat. It's Wingnut.
Where's the Joker? Where is he?
Yeah, I mean, you see this mask that's obviously very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You see like a red pipestone tube.
Pipestone.
It's a stone for pipes.
A pipe. Wait, is it a red stone pipe or is it a red?
It says
pipestone.
Gathered into a black obsidian and red pipestone tubes.
I don't know what red pipestone is.
Stone, I assume. For used pipes. For pipes. Yeah.
All right.
Like clay.
That's probably true. You're probably not wrong.
You see, above the mask on the corpse's forehead is a diadem of dark opals and jade discs that look pretty good. You see jade earplugs carved into flowers.
Earplugs?
The crayfish wouldn't leave them alone.
Jesus Christ.
Even death.
Scattered about the neck and through the rib cage of the corpse are 156 jade beads.
Woo!
Don't touch anything. We need to check for traps.
Okay.
About the wrists are wide jade bead bracelets, which you could tell are bracers. On the middle finger of each jade hand are carved jade rings of various kinds.
Just on the middle finger?
On the middle finger of each hand, yeah.
Okay.
You could see he's holding some jade large beads in each hand.
This guy at his feet,
small containers of glazed clay
filled with jade.
Lying among the bones, hip bones, is a 6-inch long statue of a faceless man with large pointed ears.
Elf.
Yeah. So there you go. It's a big, I mean, it's a fucking tomb.
Yeah. And he's larger than average, you say, so he was a tall man.
Do we know what kind of, what race he was? Or
kid? Oh my god. We don't need to know that.
We're all the same.
I know.
Okay. Can you tell the race of a skeleton?
Do we know?
Is his skull smaller than the normal?
Do we know what his ethnic background was?
Oh my god.
Wait, we can say that. That's okay, right? Am I okay to say that? I think I'm okay to say
that. We're backsliding.
We're backsliding.
No, seriously, do we know what...
He's a man.
Just a man? Yeah. Variant human?
As I'm doing this podcast, it'll turn into a fucking CPAC.
you use a CPAC at night, right?
Yeah, CPAP.
Yeah. I use a ZPAC when I'm sick.
When you're sick, yeah.
Sick for...
All right, I'm going to check the tomb for trappies. 19.
Yeah, man.
Doing it.
There doesn't appear to be any traps.
I start gathering all the shit.
Hold on. He said there doesn't appear to be any traps.
Okay, we're getting semantic now.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's the way he should be answering it, but there was something in his voice.
Yeah, it was.
Go ahead, Croc. Go for it.
I back up.
Yeah, all right, too. I just start grabbing shit.
Oh my god.
He comes to life.
I mean, that's what I would do. I want that shit.
I mean, he's probably, he could be a lich.
So, as you're pulling shit out, the thing starts to awaken.
Oh, shit.
Dust is stirred into clouds and begins to gather on the bones as if they are knit back together.
Great.
Can I smash him with my hammer before he comes together?
He starts to come together.
I would totally do that if I saw something going.
I mean, can I? Because it's going to take time for him to reassemble.
Oh, no, you don't.
Can I smash his bones into dust? I'm a really big warhammer.
Not today, motherfucker.
Yeah, in all these fantasy things, people wait way too long to let something reassemble.
They like
or whatever.
Step,
yeah,
they like step
whoa.
Up.
Oh. Like, nope. I'm in Trap Dungeon. I'm just going to
grab an arm and throw it out.
I see something like, move, I'm smashing it.
Especially if you're right there.
Yeah, right?
I feel like the answer is
yeah, you
no.
can take a swing at him.
I'm taking a swing.
I don't think that's going to do much.
I mean, do I have to roll or do I
just
swing?
Oh, yeah, you have to roll.
Okay. 19.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That hit. I mean, you hit him.
Okay, and then I do the thing. I get two attacks. Do I do it now, or?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the other attack. 22.
Okay.
And then, let's see. What's my attack? Okay. This is not going to work, right? I'm going to do this, and then he's going to be like, ha ha ha.
Is that a Dio shirt?
Yeah.
The hairband guy?
25 points of damage?
Really?
You smash him back down.
Okay. It reassembles again?
Well, no, but you can see it's still...
alive.
Like, he's... It's not dead.
Yeah.
Right?
He's like, I was just gonna tell
he's
you.
He's like, oh my god, I was friendly! That's a disabled glitch.
I wanted to help you guys out.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, you can gather a bunch of this stuff up.
Like, twitching.
I love it. Yeah!
Whoa! I start just chucking it in the bag of holding all the shit.
You're more like...
Hold on, I want to see those bracers.
The bracers look pretty sweet.
Those would require a little bit more effort to get off, I think.
Okay.
Like, you gathered the stuff that was, like, the masks.
Just takeable things, yeah.
Do we want to write down what it was?
Well, hold on, there's more stuff that's going to happen in a second.
No, I smashed that too.
As you're like gathering stuff and you know and whatnot,
and
from the entrance that was open, three giant frogs come hopping in.
Oh, what the fudge
oh,
nuggets!
Like them.
Ah, ribbit.
Now, are they big for frogs or are they legitimately giant?
They're medium sized creatures.
Okay.
That was a big frog.
So, what do we have, Jade?
I'll after.
After the frogs.
Yeah.
Do we have to kill the frogs?
Yeah, they seem mean.
You're a Gripply, you can probably befriend. Oh, no, they don't like
fuck
the frogs.
Yeah. Fuck the frogs.
Yeah, just fuck them, yeah. They probably got real big booty.
We're gonna have to kill these guys, but I'm gonna fuck them after.
Do you have a.
We rolling for initiative?
Yeah, roll for initiative.
Great.
You got a piece?
Huh?
A character?
Yes, I got two characters.
17
oh,
for
you do
Croc.
Have two characters. Well, let's get them on the board. All right?
Oh, I don't have my piece, though.
Oh.
Shit. I it's oh here it is. It's my kid.
I don't have it. It's literally in front of you.
There it is.
I found it.
I don't have it. I don't know where it is. It's gone.
But I don't have gone one forever. For my cleric, so we usually use Glen.
Glenifer. Do you have Glenifer? Do you have a...
In my that teal box over there, in the wooden case, I have all my...
Teal, what are you, gay? One.
Maybe. You can't fire me now because of it, though.
You're right. We're protected.
You're right, but I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't care if you're gay. Just don't come
on. Sounds like you do.
I was going to say.
That's basically the only thing that somebody says if they care.
Is it?
I don't care. I don't care that you're Irish.
You need not apply, though.